Three ways to reliably attach your tail. Superhero, cosplay, and Halloween advice. When I originally tested my tail, I used a normal belt and just let it dangle behind me. I think of this as a symbolic way of wearing a tail, as the tail is not really attached to you, nor is it anatomically correct. Mark 1, my first attempt at attaching my tail is still the most powerful and reliable. You use a small backpack designed for water bladders. Empty the backpack and shove a meter-long carpenter's aluminium ruler up there. You may need to make a little hole in the bottom of the backpack. And you can give the part of the ruler that is in the backpack ribs so that it does not move sideways to stabilize the tail. I threaded my ruler through the sidewall of a hamper basket that I cut up, and it worked perfectly. It was perfectly stable. If you fight crime daily, you will find that your aluminium ruler will work harden and snap off. It will happen in just about under 2 months. This is not too big of a deal because you can always upgrade to a steel bar. The backpack mount approach is extremely sturdy and can absolutely handle the extra weight. The only real flaw is that if you fight crime in a leotard, or worse yet, without one, the backpack gets really scratchy after about a couple of weeks, and it becomes just as annoying as the bad guys themselves. Which brings us to Mark 2, a much lighter design that instead of a small backpack relies on a weight-lifting belt only. Expect best results from belts that have vertical plastic ribs in the back. You can use a hot soldering iron to punch holes in the plastic, and consider using zip ties and a cheap vertical paper towel holder made of wire. Just attach it to the back of the belt with zip ties, and you will have a mounting point for your tail. There are two small problems here. The weightlifting belt brings your tail up a little tiny bit too high. You have to be careful to mount the tail assembly as low as you can. You can't just mount it to the middle of the back of the weightlifting belt, as that is quite unfortunately just too high above the tailbone. The second problem is for the intense crime fighters, because even the most lightweight of belts will still somehow absorb moisture, and it will get hot after just a couple of hours. Which brings us to Mark 3, a steel wire-based design. Basically, a steel wire is organically bent around your waist with a nice V-shape towards your backbone, from bottom of which you add another wire where the tail will go. You must purchase a very soft wire first for experimenting with the shape. This is really important. The final shape is shockingly organic and nothing like a belt that goes around your waist. The wire really works with you. It will absolutely look like a tail assembly and fits the tail right over your tailbone, right over it. It's perfectly anatomically correct. And because it is based on a steel wire, there is nothing here to absorb moisture, and it is very easy to clean. Just wipe it down after a crime-fighting session and you're done. And yes, It is field adjustable. The system can be made to fit you perfectly, perfectly. Please be mindful of work hardening, because bending things too many times will weaken the wire, whether you chose steel or aluminium. And you don't need the wire to wrap all the way around, just enough to go around your hips and work with the V-shape in the back to perfectly stabilize the tail. To be extra safe, use pliers to round all the pointy ends into loops, and then add some elastic string in front. Just make sure you don't have any pointy ends. And if you can, please buy enough wire for 3 versions. Mark III works so well that you can set it up perfectly. All 3 designs are really good. They are sturdy and reliable. I suggest you make all 3. This way you'll have a backup if something does break. Finally, in my research, after the initial work hardening of my tail and it falling off, I have discovered a really nice rule. Keep everything lightweight. Always, always buy the lightest materials you can find. The lighter your tail, the less likely the chance that it will snap off.